Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tampa Bay has made it to a Game 5 against Houston, so that was pretty exciting last night on the scoreboard. And also, we'll have a Game 5 for the WNBA Finals as well. I want to move over to Mikey Max here on WCCO. And Maxie, for something completely different now, the basketball season started last night.
Yes, the preseason. I watched some of the Timberwolves last night against Phoenix. They were getting up and down the court. It was definitely a preseason game. You know, pretty sloppy. The Timberwolves obviously are going to try to take a lot of three-pointers this year and get the ball up and down and try to get those good looks. The question is, do they have enough three-point makers? And I don't know what the answer is going to be on that. Wiggins needs to be good from three. Okogie needs to be good from three. I don't know if Jarrett Culver is ready to be a real NBA three-pointer. He's athletic. He can do some things. He's got long arms, gets up and down the court, can defend some. I don't know if you're going to ask him to shoot a lot of threes. Of course, Karl Anthony Towns isn't afraid to, but they were just 8-for-39 last night. It's not a good start, but that's why you have the preseason here, and they've got some games to kind of figure that out, but certainly they revealed a little bit of their style last night as to what they wanted to do.
It was good to see Robert Covington on the court, though.
Covington's going to have to be a key for this team. He's going to have to step up, stay healthy, be good. He's a good defensive player, obviously, and it's hard to tell what he really has to offer because we didn't see him long enough. He came over with Dario Saric. They moved him already in that Jimmy Butler trade, and you want to be optimistic about these guys. You just haven't seen Covington play enough, but he's on this team. He's going to be relied on quite a bit early in the season.
Dan Bailey just named the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week for the Vikings.
Yeah, he quietly made his 4 field goals last week and did it with there was a win there, too, at down on the field at Giants Stadium a little bit at MedLife. So, that was he was the third part of what was really a complete game for that team when you look at it, because defensively they were so good, offensively they were so balanced, and then he made his field goals, which is all they ask. And he survived at this, they didn't necessarily anoint him this training camp. They made him work for it. Now, Mike Zimmer has always liked Dan Bailey as a guy, as a veteran, as somebody, when he talks to, he feels like he's getting the right answers, all those things. So he's always liked Dan Bailey, but they just started to fear that he was just missing too much in practice during training camp. He'd just sit out at the end of practice, he'd always do a field goal drill, and you'd watch it, and it was Bailey wide right a lot of times, and it wasn't working, and so they had to challenge him, and now maybe he's up to the challenge, and a little bit maybe they found his range as well.
Maxie, this is interesting to me. 3 of the 4 playoff games failed to sell out Monday. Now, in Tampa, that's really not a shocker, but in St. Louis and Washington, it is.
That's a shocker. That is a shocker in St. Louis and Washington. St. Louis is known as one of the ultimate, like they have the original six in hockey, St. Louis, the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Yankees. They're kind of in that category in terms of long-standing major league teams, even though they're just noted as a baseball town, and you assume they have a good team again this year as well. Washington was going crazy there that night. They beat the Brewers, and they've been on kind of this this little run where you go, whoa, they've got this thing. They might have the mojo and the energy and everything else. They beat the Dodgers. So that really surprised me, because I thought those places of all, and Tampa obviously is Tampa. I mean, the amazing part is that they keep winning baseball games and keep doing it year after year. And, they turned it over so many times there, and they keep winning. Yesterday they stepped up again to force the Game 5. But that's incredible. But you don't expect – I was watching that last night, and you're going – there can't be that many people at the concession stand. Those got to be blue seats. They've got to be unsold tickets. And, it's kind of strange to think about that in these parts. But, Tampa's just never been able to get it going, but they can sure play baseball.
When you come back at 8:40, I want to get your thoughts on what Brian Lawton told you on the show last night regarding hockey around here. And also, I'm going to ask you about the DNR and their recent survey, which is really interesting, Maxie.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He's Mike Max. You can catch him on Channel 4 as well, right here on CCO Radio every night at 6:30. And, of course, you'll hear him at 8:40 this morning as the morning news continues. 53 degrees in the Twin Cities. Nice start to your Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.